Israeli troops in the West Bank city of Nablus shot dead a Palestinian gunman early this morning. Yesterday, Israel announced it would release nearly $100 million in withheld Palestinian tax revenues to President Mahmoud Abbas by tomorrow, part of a U.S.-led push to bolster the moderate leader. Meanwhile, both Israeli and Palestinian leaders met with a group of Catholic bishops from the United States and Europe yesterday to discuss several issues of concern to the church. Philippa Hitchin is in Jerusalem with the bishop's delegation, and earlier this morning I spoke to her about yesterday's events.
On Wednesday, the highlight of the day was two meetings, one with the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, and the other earlier on Wednesday with the deputy prime minister, Shimon Peres, in Jerusalem. During that meeting with the Israeli official, the Israeli deputy prime minister, the bishop said they were looking for bold gestures to break the cycle of fear that is driving both Palestinian anger and Israeli policies. The bishops also stressed to him the need for strong economic development, particularly in the Palestinian areas, to offer hope for the future of this region. And thirdly, and importantly, they expressed their concern that negotiations on the fundamental agreement between Israel and the Holy See have not been completed. Now, Mr. Peres said he understood these concerns completely. He seemed very warm and welcoming to the delegation. He talked about the importance of economic initiatives which really make people self-sufficient rather than dependent on economic handouts, on handouts from other countries from abroad. And he also said that the negotiations, he said the Israeli government is fully committed to the negotiations on that fundamental agreement. Now, there is another meeting of the two sides coming up at the end of January, so it'll be interesting. I think the bishops will be watching very closely to see if those encouraging words from the Israeli Deputy Prime Minister will be put into practice.
Looking at the Palestinian side, some of the bishops also met with President Abbas. How did that meeting go?
It was an extremely warm and encouraging meeting, according to all the bishops I spoke to. The bishops told the Palestinian president that they have shared during this week firsthand in some of the sufferings and the deprivations that the Palestinian people experience here on a daily basis. They also stressed to him, however, the need for a united front in negotiations with Israel. In other words, they're urging an end to the confrontation, the conflict between his Fatah party and the ruling Hamas. And the bishops were very clear. They said they're calling for a rejection of violence and a recognition of Israel's right to exist by all elements of Palestinian society. They also emphasized to Chairman Abbas the importance of rebuilding the international community's confidence in his Palestinian authority. And Chairman Abbas, seemed to listen closely to all these concerns. He told them that he is doing all he can to try and create the right atmosphere for peace to prevail between the Palestinians and Israel here.